I was real excited to come back for the conference. I was here in February to do some training and talk to some companies about TSP, working with Professor Vidal and with folks from StrongStep, Luis Amaral, Pedro Enriquez, and Pedro Gomez. And but just to see the city, I mean, I had no idea what to expect, and it's beautiful.
Okay, and about TSP, what can you tell me about?
Well,
getting water, keep going.
Okay, TSP is the team software process, and let's talk a little bit about CMMI first. CMMI, the Capability Maturity Model Integration, is a model for organizations that do development. And also there's a version for people that have services businesses, and also for acquisition. But it was it's the result of years of research that the SEI has conducted. And I happened to have been there at the start. I joined the SEI in 1987 when all this work was just beginning. And CMMI is kind of the culmination of all that. And it's a model of sort of best practices organized by capabilities and levels, so that organizations can look at the model, compare their practices to what's in the model, and select sort of from those practices the things that they think will help them improve. And the improvements are across many dimensions, but of course the basic driver is to have better cost, better schedule, better predictability, better quality in the products that they build, so that their customers will be more satisfied with the products that they're creating, and it'll give them competitive advantage over others. So they're.
Can you measure that? Do you have comparable figures between companies that use these techniques?
Yeah, in fact, that's kind of where the team software process comes in, is that that's the most recent new product coming out of the FCI process group. And its real focus, whereas CMMI is a model, so it tells you what you need to be doing, the TSP is really the how. It gives you the solutions to the practices that are in the model. So it helps organizations implement what's in the model and do it faster, because they don't have to invent all those solutions themselves. And then it includes measures, so that you can actually measure project and organizational performance in a standard way against cost performance, schedule performance, quality, and predictability. And you can that way you can baseline and benchmark yourself and actually see how you're doing compared to others and how your performance is improved against your original baseline as you implement more and more of the models. And we have actually been able to, at companies around the world, a lot of well-known companies like Oracle, for example, or Adobe, or Microsoft, or companies here in Portugal as well, Critical, and others have been able to see 4 times, 5 times better quality. So it's not just a 5 or 10%, it's substantial change. Great improvements in their ability to predict cost and schedule.
No, thank you.
And they've been able to reduce their, or improve their productivity, so reducing the time to get to market for the products.
Okay. And can we say that TSP is more, CMMI is usually seen to be needed or more useful for large companies.
Yeah.
Is TSP in the same level, or is it directed to smaller countries or small companies?
That's a good question. Company size is relative around the world. So I've been working in Mexico, in Turkey, in Portugal, in South Africa, in Australia, in Colombia, Uruguay, Argentina, and of course the United States. And company size, what's a small company really depends. In the United States, a small company might be 50 people. In Mexico, it might be 5. And so getting this work to apply, getting this work to apply in all of those settings is really important. So there are perceptions, for example, that the model is only for large companies, but the TSP implements the model. So it actually, you know, the model is just is sort of like a ruler or yardstick, and the TSP is the thing that implements what you would measure. And we've been able to get TSP to work in companies as large as Microsoft or Adobe or Oracle, and also in very, very small companies of 5, 10, 15, 20 people, which isn't well known, but it does show that these concepts can be used in very small organizations quite successfully. And with the TSP, we've been able to make this work because we have managed to get the return on investment down to the project level. So if you implement CMMI using TSP, you could implement it on one project and get return on investment within 6 months for the total cost. So that really helps in large companies, of course, but also in smaller organizations. It gives them a way to implement the CMMI. Now, that's kind of a new concept in some of the organizations, some of the countries where we've been working, like Mexico or in South Africa, where we're working with some smaller companies. This is kind of new. People are just starting to try this in the last 2 or 3 years. So it's not really well known around the world yet, but it definitely is working, and it shows that the model, implemented properly, could work in any size organization, not just large ones. We hope to have some more data on that and publish that soon, but not yet. So.
Now for someone that is developing, that is working, someone said, in the trenches, in coding, what can we expect from introducing these kind of practices in our daily work?
Well, my background is also in software development. I started out writing Fortran programs for a living in 1972. And I've developed a lot of software, and I continue to do a little bit of development, although I don't have a lot of time for that. And the thing that I really like about what we're doing now is it's targeted towards that person, working in the cube at their terminal. And what we're trying to do is provide them with process, not a bureaucratic solution, but a tool that you can use yourself to help you take control of the project and the work. Because part of the problem in software engineering is sort of the notion of the unrealistic commitment that you have to produce this product by that date. And those dates are kind of selected almost at random. If you think about those dates, it's the earliest date that anybody thought you might be able to do it, but there's nothing more behind it than that often. And so with the TSP, we're showing software developers how to make plans and determine much more accurately than management can what those dates are likely to be. And by doing that, the teams are taking control of the projects, we call it a self-directed team, and they are able then to negotiate a commitment and turn out products that are much higher quality and still generally finish well ahead of what the real date would have been. Because a lot of the dates that people commit to today, they never make. The average slip on a software project is, you know, at least 50%, 20%, something like that. So there's enough room there to do the job right and finish ahead of that. And so that's really, I think, what the benefit is to the developer. From my point of view, as a former software developer, as a project manager, I found this is very appealing because I can sort of, I'm in charge. And that's what's needed for this kind of work. Because this is knowledge work, it's creative work, it's intellectual work, and the people who are doing the work should be more in control of how things are being done. So that's one of the real benefits. And just kind of as a funny illustration and an example of how it improves the work life for software developers, a company in the U.S. that you may not know of, Intuit, it's a big company. So they're using the TSP, and they developed a measure called pizza slices served. Okay, and what this is if you work overtime or you work weekends, then the company pays for your meals. And so they took the cost of all the meals they served in release and divided that by the price of a slice of pizza and determined in one of their divisions they had spent they had bought 30,000 slices of pizza that year. Then they implemented the TSP, or 12,000, I'm sorry, 12,000 slices of pizza. Then they implemented TSP, and that year they only served 30 slices of pizza, which means that people aren't working nights and weekends, they have family life, they're going home on time. And to me, that's the real benefit. We shouldn't be expecting programmers, software developers, to work 80-hour weeks. It's not right. So from that side alone, I think that's a real benefit. And by the way, it's not that they were late. They actually finished ahead of schedule and delivered more features than were originally planned. So, yeah, the company profited as well. They saved almost $20 million on that one release by implementing PSP. So both management and the development teams are getting benefit.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, just one final question.
Yeah.
And you passed from the development team to the program management and thinking on quality assurance. How did you make that transition and why did you choose to do it? Was it by chance or you felt like you had to change?
I'm not sure I completely understand the question. Did you?
So you told me that you were a software developer.
Oh, me.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Right, so my career, I spent the first, say, 8 years or so developing software, and then I moved into project management. And from project management over the next 8 years or so, I advanced to director level within the company I was working. And it was not very satisfying to be a director for me because I have a little bit too much technical background or something and interests. And
you can relate to the pain that the developer
has. Yes, exactly. And so I decided I would start looking around to see if there was something else available, and the SEI was just getting started. It was only a couple of years old, and they had an ad that seemed really intriguing. Come join us and help us improve the practice of software engineering. So I thought, that sounds interesting, and I sent them my resume. And in 1987, I was hired there, so I've been there ever since and enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah.